Welcome to the Inside OSU podcast. I'm Julia Binbrook. Everything looks a little different right now, and the job search process is no exception. OSU Career Services wants you to know that they're still here to help. I spoke via an online app with Lindsay Vallister, who serves as the Assistant Director of Student Relations, and Philip Goodwin, who serves as the Associate Director over Employee Relations. They're sharing what the job market looks like right now, how to stay relevant as a candidate, and how OSU Career Services can help both students and alumni.
I would certainly stress too that for all the students and alumni out there that are looking and maybe changing, that they're not alone, that we are here to help them. And so if they have questions about particular companies, or they're not hearing back from a particular employer that we work with, we would love to know that and do our best to help them, because we might have some information that they don't have currently.
And if you have a graduate that is graduating in 2020, does not have plans yet at this time, what does the job search look like for them right now?
I think soon-to-be graduates will need to be very proactive. They'll need to be creative and in certain practice some patience in their search as they navigate the effects that this pandemic might mean to them individually. They might need to cast a wider net as they begin to look for opportunities. Some of the industries that they may have originally targeted may be negatively affected by this. So they may need to look at other industries that are instead adding positions to adapt to this work climate. I think too, in addition to just being flexible and being adaptable, they need to be engaged. And they need to take the time that they have through social distancing and maybe more time at home to strengthen their ability to communicate with employers in an online environment. They need to look at for ways to strengthen their virtual connection options, to practice their online interview skills, and to make sure that they're comfortable again with using some of those technologies, because that's the way that they're going to engage with employers.
So what are some tips and tricks for those students virtually trying to connect to employers? Is that LinkedIn? Is that Facebook? Do you just send your resume to people? What does that look like?
Yes, and you touched on several things right there. The online presence is going to be so important in this new environment. It was important before, but it's even more important now that students are active on LinkedIn, that they have a very robust profile that markets their interests, their skill sets, all of their expertise in a professional way. They need to be active in communicating with employers, reaching out, making new connections, following different industry groups or professional associations that may be affiliated with their field. And they need to look for ways to help others too, so that those favors can be reciprocated. So if they have connections that some of their classmates or the other alumni may need, that they're making those connections for others and then hoping to explore some of those connections that maybe others in their professional network already have. I think besides LinkedIn, looking at some of the tools that we have in Career Services that can help them right away. We have an interview, like a web-based interview software program called InterviewStream, where candidates can select their interview questions based on their field, or they can participate in a pre-planned interview that's already set forth by the program. The program records their responses, and the candidate can then replay and watch themselves as they navigate through that interview. And it's really easy to spot some different behaviors that they may not be aware of. Maybe they're not making good eye contact by looking into the camera, or maybe they're using a lot of fillers in between some of their answers as they're trying to think, or maybe they don't have a response to some questions at all. And so practicing using that technology can help them gain confidence in responding to online interviews.
And so obviously when you take a new job in a different place, out of state, somewhere you haven't been, normally you want to go to that town, get an idea of what it's like to live there. Do you have any suggestions for students that are considering a move when they can't really see the place they're going to?
I would say really communicate with those employers to find those resources. Most employers in their recruiting really take an active stance in being able to sell their community and their environment and the culture of their company. And so they will normally have a lot of resources to be able to share with prospective candidates even before they've offered them a job, because they're always in a selling mode as well. But certainly there is a lot of research that students could do online to learn about communities and learn about the people that are there. I would also encourage them to, you know, utilize the hire system, which every student has an account for through, they can access that through our website at hireosugrads.com, and look for the companies that are in those different areas and reach out to those contacts. A lot of those contacts that are in the hire system will be closely linked to OSU if they're not alumni, and we'll be glad to help through virtual meetings or telephone calls or emails. They can connect with them through LinkedIn and just really network with those people that are there to find that information.
And new graduates have a free year of career services, and alumni have access to career services as long as they're members of the Alumni Association. And in fact, the Alumni Association recently unveiled a Cowboy Family page on the orangeconnection.org website that has a ton of resources that can help students and alumni alike in navigating this time, different resources. Some of the resources that previously were held just for members are now available to support all of us through this transition. So really just making sure that they're not confined to their home or bedroom, in the sense of they can still continue the search and building relationships that will pay dividends later.
And upcoming graduates, I spoke with a few of them before talking to you all on here. And one question that they were really concerned about was, what happens if they get hired now, they're happy to be in this position, and then that business shuts down from something related to the pandemic? How do they handle that?
Well, that's certainly a possibility in everything that is changing right now. I would say that, as is with a lot of things in this situation, communication is the key. And so I think that whether they think that company is shut down or not, is to maintain constant communication with the folks that they are working with through that recruitment process, to really be open and honest with what is happening, both with their business and in that student or alumni, their job search. And so if they maintain that constant communication, hopefully there are less surprises. We are reaching out to all of our employers right now to try to gain a foothold on where they stand. And most of them have told us, you know, that they don't really know that right now. I would say that I saw some national data recently that says about 3/4 of employers nationwide on this survey are still honoring all of their internships and full-time position offers. And the other quarter are really just evaluating what that might mean to them. And so they're looking at different start dates or even the potential to change that position to a virtual position, especially when it applies to internships. And so I would urge students to be open to being flexible to changes and actually communicating that flexibility to employers through that process, that they understand things are changing and that they would be certainly willing to do that virtually if that's a possibility for that position.
Does this feel similar to the 2008-2009 recession? And if so, what are some takeaways from the job search during that time period?
I think there are elements that do feel similar. I think our hope at this point is that this is going to be short term, in a lot of respects. Of course, the effects will be far-reaching from numerous businesses having to shut down or close temporarily. But once this pandemic passes, a lot of this business, a lot of these fields are going to come back. Whether that's, you know, the hospitality field or travel or restaurants reopening, a lot of sectors of the economy will be back. And so I think that's where it differs from the recession. I think that it's too early on, at least in my point of view, to really see if these two experiences will mirror one another.
I agree. I think that's well put by Lindsay, for sure. There are some things that feel similar. I think that our message, similar to that time in 08 and shortly after that, was there are still opportunities out there. It might not be the opportunity, and students may have to look harder or longer, but that there are still opportunities out there. We're still posting jobs every day in the hire system. Again, it might not be the job that they had their heart set on, but there are still good quality opportunities out there, and will be for the time being. And so we just urge them to keep working towards that end. And when they get stuck, to reach out to us and let us help.
I know that you guys are working around the clock to provide these resources. It just became a little bit more difficult. You had to get more creative in how you're doing that. What resources are available to members of the OSU family as they're looking right now? If you'll recap those for us.
Sure. Career consulting. So students and alumni can make an appointment with us on the website. There's a make an appointment link, and that connects them to our office or the college career offices. And in those appointments, they can choose help with resumes, with cover letters, with interview preparation, job search or internship search strategies, just advice on outreach to employers. Students also have access to the hire system, so the online job postings that Philip referenced that are getting posted every day as new opportunities become available. And then we have other tools that we have up our sleeve as well. A job search tool called CareerShift, which can open up a job search more nationally or even internationally in some cases. We have events still happening. We have our Couch to Career series coming up this April. There will be weekly programs starting on April 8th. So we're looking forward to that and hope students and alumni will tune in to some of those programs for relevant information for this time. And then through the alumni website on orangeconnection.org, you will see professional webinars. You'll see other resources that could be applicable to a job search right now as well.
I'll also plug something that Lindsay's team has come up with, the Couch to Careers series, which will be hitting soon. And I think that'll be really great content that'll be pushed out to students that could tune in virtually through this webinar series.
I think that's a great idea. It reminds me of the Couch to 5K. I should probably do both during this isolation time period. And that's another thing. I think we touched on it a little bit with, you know, LinkedIn, Facebook, things like that. But even outside of just connecting, is there anything during this self-isolation time that people can be doing?
Yes, I think if there are ways, and we talked about sharpening their skills, but if there are online trainings that they can take part in, if there's a certification that they can obtain that makes sense for their field, they can study for a professional test, you know, accounting students studying for the CPA, and there may be other applicable exams out there that this time where we're forced to be home a little bit more than we would like to, you can still use it to your advantage to further your career and to build your credentials.
Employers have to be flexible during this time because they know that they need to keep that pipeline of talent coming into their business. I would also just add on to encourage students and alumni to stay current, not use this as a time off or a break, but all those things that Lindsay spoke of, stay current, make sure your information is current, especially in the hire system where we'll have employers in there actively seeking. So make sure your information is current in there. The resume is the most current version of the resume to put out there for employers to see. Your LinkedIn information, all of those things are going to be crucial to have active out there and current to make yourself marketable.
For more information, you can go to hireosugrads.com. Keep an eye out for our next podcast that will cover enrollment for the incoming freshman class and how OSU is going to help those students prepare for next year. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Thank you for listening to the Inside OSU podcast. Stay safe, and as always, go Pokes.